This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden's reversing another of former President Trump's orders. This one has to do with travel restrictions. The idea is to keep COVID-19 from spreading. Today, President Biden will reinstate restrictions on travelers who are not U.S. citizens. Travelers coming from Brazil, Ireland, the U.K., and most of Europe. South Africa expected to be added to the list, too. The AP's Ben Thomas.
More than 25 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 have now been recorded in the U.S. Still, the number of new cases in the U.S. has shown signs of slowing recently. A daily average of 176,000 were reported in the past week. That's down from 244,000 in early January. I'm Ben Thomas.
But the virus has now killed more than 419,000 people in this country, more than 2 million around the world. There are signs that former President Trump may not be convicted on the impeachment charge that he incited the insurrection at the Capitol building. House Democrats walk the charge over to the Senate tonight.
They're hoping that strong Republican denunciations of Trump after the January 6th riot will result in a conviction and a separate vote to bar him from holding office again. But a growing number of GOP senators say they oppose the proceedings, and many have been rallying to his legal defense, just as they did during his first impeachment trial last year. Arguments in the Senate trial will begin the week of February 8th. Mike Hemp in Washington.
President Biden expected to reverse a policy that largely bars transgender individuals from joining the military. Protesters in Tacoma, Washington, set a fire, damaged buildings, and marched overnight after a police car drove through a crowd the day before, injuring at least two people, both expected to recover. Super Bowl 55 will be the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. This is AP News. Britain is going strong vaccinating residents against COVID-19.
In a country with Europe's worst confirmed coronavirus outbreak, Britain's vaccination campaign is doing very well. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock is proud of the speed and efficiency of the programme.
Three quarters of all over 80s in the UK have been vaccinated, which is absolutely brilliant progress.
Health officials aim to give 15 million people, including everyone over 70, a first vaccine shot by the 15th of February and cover the entire adult population by September. Hancock notes that Britain is far ahead of its neighbours in the race to vaccinate.
We've vaccinated more people in just the last 3 days than France, for instance, has in the entire history of this disease.
Karen Chamas, London.
Chicago teachers have voted to defy an order to return to the classroom over concerns about COVID-19. Officials have said that amounts to an illegal strike. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.